On this week's episode of Bungalower and the Bus, we are hanging out in the Soto District at Delaney's Tavern.
With our friend Misty Heath from Soto District.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to Bungalower and the Bus. I'm the Bus, John Busdegger.
I'm an almond-crusted salmon, Brendan O'Connor from bungalower.com.
You swimming up the stream, Brendan?
I'm swimming against the stream, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Those bears are grabbing you?
Yeah, bears love me. Here on Bungalower and the Bus, we talk about all the top headlines in Orlando's downtown bungalow neighborhood.
And the bottom headlines, too.
And the bottoms is... And we're in Soto District today.
We sure are.
Yeah, look at you using all your gay words, John.
You took me to the gay spots.
Yeah, we've been to some risky ones, too, that we didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
Barcodes. We didn't know about what was happening on the patio.
You been to Barcodes?
I have not, but I want to go.
I went with Brendan.
Every time I drive on Edgewater, I drive past that place.
So we need a male escort if you're going to go in or pretend to be transgender.
We went to, the barbecue thing.
Yeah, and if you were wondering who that the dulcet tones of that beautiful suspected transvestite was, that was ex-bungalower employee Misty Heath.
Sounds like you treated her bad. That's why she left.
Well, I didn't. Maybe
you
a little
just
bit.
Just outed me a little.
I would need to cry a couple times.
Yeah. Good to see y'all.
Misty Heath, what's your new job? You've been doing this for a while.
I've been doing it for 2.5 years.
That's
I'm the
crazy.
Soto Main Street director.
Woo! Excellent. That's where we are tonight, as you said.
Yeah, at Delaney Tavern, Delaney Hotel. They have a beautiful tavern and bar and restaurant area that overlooks scenic Orange Avenue.
Correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't say scenic.
Orlando Health's pyramid right across the street. It's got like tiered planters.
Yeah,
it's
like a Guts Agro Crag.
Oh, what is that?
The Agro Crag that you had to climb up at the end of Guts on Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There
I thought it looks more like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which would be more accurate for like Advent Health because of the religious undertones. Missy, what are we doing here with you today? We're talking about something. You're doing an event.
So we are doing an event. We're doing, we have a few things going on
always.
In the district. Always. Always a lot going on. But specifically, we're here today along Orange Avenue because I want to draw attention to some of our businesses that are affected. It feels like we're infected. We've been
by traffic construction.
We've been dealing with a little bit of construction,
but it's
over
not here
areas.
No more, right?
Well, where we are right now, this is cleared up mostly in front of Delaney's Tavern, which is great. But we are still have other parts of our district that are in construction, and so we're here to draw attention to our small businesses. We have some United Arts grant funding coming in to do some music series soon.
Which we've written about and talked about on the show. We love it. What's it called?
We're calling it The Heart of Soto. And United Arts was kind enough to give us some funding for that. And Orlando Credit Union gave us some additional funding to be able to fund a project to draw some attention to our small business community that really needs local support.
And you're doing it by paying for like entertainment, like live entertainment at local businesses.
Correct.
Like where?
So here at Delaney's, like next Thursday night, we'll have a performer here. We have some things coming at Town Place Suites, which is a hotel that's only a few years old right by the hospital that people haven't been able to access a little bit. Clean Eats, we've done some things. And we also have a large event coming up called Soto After Dark. And we have a larger band playing that event and it's the Shabooms. We're excited to have them.
Right.
They're going to come support the district. They've never played in Soto, and we're thrilled to have them.
They are so good.
Yeah,
the
they
Shabooms.
Are good. I saw them at the Just Okay party.
I have their vinyl.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, where are they playing?
So they're going to play at Rock Pit on 420.
Oh.
And we're going to be raising funds to reinvest into public art in our community, given that we've been under construction a few years. We haven't done a lot in that space. And so we're utilizing that event as an opportunity to raise funds so that we can make this a more visually appealing area when the construction starts to clear out.
Soto's a different kind of creature, you know, in the main streets, and then it's not as residential heavy on the main corridor, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, we have to play to all of the main streets have to play to our individual strengths. Our strengths are that we're here embedded in the lovely hospital community. They invest a lot into this community, but we are, you know, situated on a major highway. Mm-hmm. We have 30 to 40,000 cars an hour at peak time driving up and down our main street. So we have to play what we have. So yeah. A lot of eyes on this community, a lot of people traveling through it.
Y'all are going to make it kind of sexier to slow them down a little bit and entice them into some of these local businesses. Yeah.
Maybe you should put Brendan on the side of the road in a Brenda.
We are going to put Brenda.
Dress.
I don't work the side of roads anymore, John. That'll
slow them down.
I used to live on the Trans-Canada Highway, and we're lucky I'm alive because I was working it. Oh, I have to say,
Brenda's always welcome here.
Thank you. I have to say, if you're going to Soto After Dark, you can use a code. It's Bungalower. It's really just for buddies, but we're going to share it with listeners, too, because we like to spread it around. So you get $5 off your entry, and that includes your first drink. You get a first free drink, and you can go listen to the Shabooms over at Soto After Dark on 420.
And we have some fun food vendors. Like, we know you're a fan of Schnitz and Giggles.
I love them.
I like them, too. Yeah, good German food.
We like them so much. And lots of fun makers and vendors that will be there, too. So it'll be a nice kind of community event, all for a good cause.
Actually, if you're a buddy member, if you show your keychain at Schnitz and Giggles and spend over $10, you get a free side of French fries.
Oh, even better.
That's a good deal.
So get a couple brats. You get some free fries. Sherry, and they have some of the best. I actually voted them best fries in town for a column for a magazine.
They are good. They are good.
Big, thick, dark
fries?
French fries.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know where that was going.
But either way, we were excited.
Duck it. Yeah. Sounds like
I
duck
bet and Drake. You were. Big, thick things you like.
I do.
Duck and Drake has good fries, too.
Yes. They do, because they use the duck fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're skinnier. Don't they do the shoestrings?
No, not at Duck and Drake.
Oh, did I make that up?
Yeah, you did.
All right. What was your week like, John?
A lot of hockey this week, actually. I went to a few Solar Bears games.
Okay.
They had their last home games this past
week.
We
made it in the finals.
No, so there's two more games they're playing tonight, and then they're playing, it's Thursday. And then they're playing Friday as well. And so depending on what they do those two games, it depends on whether or not they make the playoffs.
Oh,
so
my
we got to see.
So they think they're going to do it?
Maybe. So they did. They're doing all they can. They won their games here at home. That's all you can do is win games. Yeah. So we'll see what they do tonight.
Do you have a favorite
night.
Solar Bears player?
I know I was there the night. There was a ton of fights.
Yeah.
I know Maza got kicked out.
Maza, little Maza Meatball. He's a scrapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorites. And Bird is probably the strongest, consistent player we have on the team.
It's good games. Lots
he's also
good
tall
games.
And has curly brown hair, like a little angel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? That's all you got to say about your week?
I played a lot. I played hockey, and I watched a lot of
all
hockey.
Right. Misty, how was your week so far?
Week is solid.
Yeah?
Ready to go into a good weekend. Glad the storm was a nothing burger this week. So
it was good for my plants. I got home, and it wasn't even bad enough. I was just in the rain, putting my plants out so I didn't have to water them later.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How about you, Brendan? What did you do?
Oh, my gosh.
It was my last time.
Official bingo at Tactical Brewing. That's done. And standing room only, John.
Really?
It was packed.
There were people standing outside the brewery holding bingo cards because they couldn't fit inside.
Oh, my gosh. Were they crying?
You know, people did cry at the end. There were tears from people crying because they had so much fun. They just loved it. And I teased them a little bit. I was like, well, this was way more fun than last week. You know, maybe I'll come back again.
Week?
Let's do a second last one. And I'll come back, but I'll be gone. I'll
it's
be in Fort Myers. It was really nice.
Good.
We had a great time. I'll be back. We'll be doing things, but not every week.
Can't do it.
No. Brenda is going to be a special events gal.
It's a lot of makeup.
It's a lot of makeup.
It's a lot of dress. It's a lot of high heels.
My foot's messed up. I got the turf toe.
Still.
Trying to fix the turf toe.
Maybe it's time for amputation.
That's what I... After, you know, I was filming yesterday. I was at the Orlando Speed World for my TV show, which
didn't
I can't
wear your
say
dress
the name.
Out there, did you?
It's called On the Job, but I can't tell you. You are. And I was learning how they run everything at the Speed World out in Bithlo. And at the end of the day, I thought my foot was just going to fall off. It hurts so bad.
Oh, jeez.
I got excited.
She did party foul. You just
excited.
Knocked over a drink.
No, I don't want to talk
about
it.
Oh, my gosh. This is the last time we're going to get invited here at the Ladies Tavern.
Well, I won't be getting a job here, I guess.
It's a tavern. You're allowed to be a little rowdy.
Yeah. So maybe just get a prosthetic foot.
We'll find out. I was just at the doctor today, so we'll find out what's
up. All right.
Um, So that was fun. We are officially booked for the Semantics Cruise. Our friend Sam Haar from Tom and Dan fame has her own podcast called Semantics.
I was just on it this week.
You were?
Me and Mo. And our official attorney, Mo DeWitt.
Are they married, her and Travis?
Yeah, they're married. Yeah. Well, you think they live in sin?
Well, they look like the kind that would.
I saw their wedding photos on their wall at their house.
Well, it's all a lie. Mm. June 16th to the 21st, we're going to Mexico. And so they invited me to come along and Brenda. And so I got some bathing suits picked out. That's coming up very quick.
You got your passport?
I do. It's so funny. I do. I just got to find it. I was trying to fill out.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you're not going to Mexico.
I was trying to fill out.
You're going to Mexico at Epcot.
Does Brenda have a Canadian passport?
Nothing.
Canada doesn't allow
Brenda. I got a couple months if I need a replacement, but I
got to put a rush on that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that real quick. I'm pretty sure I know where it is. But I was trying to fill out my ticket.
You're going to El Potro.
Yeah. And then there's a lot happening this week. There's the Pride Prom is on Friday. That's to come out with Pride. They do like a big fundraiser.
You got a date?
Scotty Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Is going to be my date. Good. But I got to drag him to a couple of other
dates. You got to go home with him? Or you got to go home with somebody else?
I'm going to sit home with someone else. All right. I'll go home early and he can stay longer.
Sounds like my prom.
Sounds like your prom. Neon Night is at Morse Museum, where they're going to bust out for the first time ever one of their neon signs. They never showed them out to anyone before. And so it's Orange
Motor Lodge.
Motor Lodge, yeah. Which is probably the showiest one that they have.
Where was that? Do you know?
Downtown. Oh. Close on Orange Avenue, I believe. And it burnt down, I think.
Mm.
So they're bringing that out. I'm excited to see that on Friday night. And then also the film festival, Florida Film Festival, is opening this weekend, too. And we're proud sponsors many years in a row.
Many years running.
Yeah. I think you were there when we started,
100%,
right?
100%.
Yep. Yeah. Great paperwork. Yeah.
Well, and I love that event comes here and so many people get interested in those filmmakers and all of
Natasha
those films.
Natasha Lyonne's come into town. And then her friend Clea DuVall. They were both in... But I'm a cheerleader. Yeah, thank you for finishing each other's sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Cool. Movies.
Want to talk movies?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
No.
Or do you want to talk news?
No, let's talk news.
Although I do have a lot to say about the new X-Men cartoon that just came out, because it's fantastic.
I've heard it's good. It's good.
There's a lot to unpack after that last episode. A special election was just called, right? And Misty, if you can't talk about this, it's fine. Do you want to stay on for the whole thing?
Stay with us, Misty.
I might just have to no comment it.
That's
at some
great.
Point.
Yeah. Okay. You can just say
that. You can just acknowledge that things are happening.
Yes. Things are moving forward.
A special election was just called by Orlando Mayor Dyer following the executive order that Governor DeSantis on April 1st gave that suspended District 5 City Commissioner Regina Hill following allegations that she's a big old thief taking money from old people in her district to pay for new teeth and
IV treatments,
IV vitamins and facelifts.
And fix the house a little bit, too.
But not really
No, it sounded like there was some fixes there. I'm not trying to defend her, but I think there was a little bit of that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I had read. I had read some of that.
I watched the court thing. There's a video of them in court, and it was very interesting.
I'll bet. Really some of the neighbors had said, like, somebody came by and tried to do some work.
There was a one.
That does not offset the other things.
It's almost like it was like, well, I don't want to say it. That's an allegation. Allegedly. Anyway, she's in trouble. We're looking for new people to come and fill in while she's... in trial.
Yeah, because
if
she goes to trial and is not guilty, she gets her spot back.
She certainly
does. But by that point, it'll probably be almost time that her seat was probably up. Because it's going to take a few years.
I can't remember.
These don't go fast.
A couple years ago that she did that she was voted. Was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago that she had to
Probably two.
So then she only has two more years, probably. Yeah.
Which still, that's a long time.
It's a chunk.
Mm-hmm. It'll be in 2025. Her term will be out in 2025.
All right.
Cool.
So that's next
Thanks,
year.
Thanks, Missy. So she's been in three. Runs, so this is the third.
She wasn't up for re-election in the last term. So her district will be up for election then.
So in District 5, it's part of downtown, Paramore, West Lakes.
Mm-hmm. But there's like four or five people that have sort
I've
of
three
said they're
so
going to run. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I think the field is going to be big. That's what I'm hearing.
It's not cheap,
and
though.
So whoever the ultimate winner is has to earn 51% of the votes.
Oh, really?
So we're suspecting it will be a runoff.
Mm. And we'll see what
you gotta
happens.
Pay. I think it was. I thought I heard it was $2,300 to run,
or you get
600 signatures,
and you don't have much time to get 600 signatures.
You don't have much time to walk around and get 600.
But that's
signatures.
One high rise, two high rises downtown.
Yeah,
three maybe.
Yeah, but you gotta
and people who participate in the vote have to be residents of that district,
right? So and downtown's part of that. So
it's true.
Hit a couple of those high rises.
I think most people will just plop down the money. It's just easier and faster. Usually,
they've got former state representative.
You can't fundraise until you come up with that.
Mm-hmm. Traveris McCurdy, which is a great name.
Yeah.
Community activist Miles Mulrane.
Yep.
It wants the seat. And then former candidate nonprofit director Shaniqua Shan Rose also wants to
I
run.
Thought I heard Luana Glazer's name in there too. Somewhere.
I'm not surprised. I didn't see that.
Her name
officially.
Has been bandied about a lot.
She runs frequently.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, she also kind of writes for West Orlando News, which has been very outspoken about the whole thing.
I'm sure.
From the beginning.
I'm sure.
But West Orlando News was also associated with What's-His-Face, who went to jail.
No, it wasn't. It I was. Don't think they
he
were together.
He used to write for them.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, he did.
He ran his own thing.
Yeah, he also wrote for them. Go look it up. We don't need to say
you
his
go
name
look it up,
I don't want to say his
bro.
Name because he'll track us down. Tourist tax.
He lives in North Dakota now.
He does. Mm-hmm. I thought it was
or
in jail.
South Dakota. No. He's still. It's still a whole.
You got to figure out your story.
No,
figure out your story,
he lives
John.
In
which
one of
is
the
it?
Dakotas?
What? Fanning?
No.
Johnson. Just,
Johnson. Oh, was she's the gray?
50 Shades of Gray.
Madam Web. Mm-hmm. Which didn't do
Don
well.
Don Johnson's
this is
daughter.
Off the rails.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is she Nepo baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 100%. That checks. She's got beautiful hair. I feel like Nepo babies always have great hair.
Mm.
I don't have any hair. tourist tax dollars have dropped for the past 5 months consecutively.
Compared to last year.
Compared to last year, yes, John. Why?
Well, better than 2020, probably.
Can you imagine if right? I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but they say it's because... Orlando opened faster than other places, and so people may have
checked it off their list.
Yeah, they've already been here recently.
Went
they
there
don't
in
need
2022.
To come back.
Don't need to come back in 2024.
And then international travel has spiked for Americans as well, which I say overdue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would ask people at bingo, probably... like, put your hand up if you've never left the country. And I'd get like a third of them had never
what?
Left the country. A third. Yeah. Not even Mexico or Canada.
It's time.
Yeah,
they need to explore.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out of here and go see something.
But by the time you come to a Disney vacation or a Universal vacation, you can go out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
And
twice.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But also.
Yeah. Pay way less to go abroad and come back.
There's a possibility that some people don't want to come to Florida for political reasons, too.
What do you mean?
Well, there might be some animosity towards the governor. And you say, you know what? I can go to this state. I can go to that state. Or
I know
go to
gay
Florida.
People are scared. Canadians are certainly being told not to come down here. I hear that all the time from my friends and family.
And so they say, look, maybe this
it's
is
sinking.
Here.
There's sinkholes. Great eating amoebas.
is that their biggest concern, sinkholes?
Yeah. Well, it could happen at any time.
It's true.
Anytime. You just fall into a sinkhole.
It's true.
Like the Winter Park one.
From 1980?
Yeah. Well,
who would have ever thought Florida would be on a travel advisory?
Well...
Anyway, there might. I mean, but you
Daytona
don't.
Other
beach
than
is
hurricanes, like I don't. It's,
but you
it's,
don't need millions and millions of people to say I'm not going to go to Florida this year. You just need a chunk, and then that affects the bottom line. So if you get 100,000,
did you just say it was a fat person that said
no?
Don't go
no. But okay. If you get a few 100,000 people that say, you know, I'm just going to go to Georgia this year. I'm going to go to Canada this year, wherever, and they don't come to Florida, that adds up over time.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
They say a slowdown is expected to continue for the rest of the quarter. You know, people are just, there's no interest. And it's and then it gets into hot season. And then are you going to do?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. Then you should be going to Canada.
And we're also
anywhere.
Seeing that people make their vacation decisions later than they have. And so when they start to price those things out.
Because you're paying $10 for a coconut water.
Right.
You know?
Where?
I know I did because I just...
You know, hotel rates spike. We know flight rates spike if you're doing last minute, you know, within 3 week, a month travel. And so those folks that we used to pick up are now choosing other venues because they're...
You're such a voice of reason, Misty. I'm so glad you're on... On the show, not just making things up like John does.
I don't make things up.
That's just what someone who makes things up would say. Deflecting. Do we have time for one more?
Well, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We're here at Delaney's Tavern. Yeah. We didn't even talk about the food. I got a pork chop. It was amazing.
I had an almond-crusted salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were Brussels sprouts.
And burrata.
A lot of burrata.
And, that's a good name for a drag name, right?
It's a great welcome to the stage. A lot of burrata.
And they
cheesy.
Love their bourbon selection here. They have like 40 bourbons here.
They do, like 40. And I just had one of them in my old
I've
fashion.
Had one. We got 39 more to go.
That's
true. Yeah. Let's do it.
Challenge
like 99
accepted.
Problems. And,
right, we're
gonna
and
take
that
a
bourbon
break.
Was not
I'm
one.
I'm not going to cuss.
We're going to take a break. We're here in Soto. We're here at Delaney's Tavern. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Mo DeWitt.
John, how are you?
I'm great, but I hear that you are giving away a motorcycle.
We are, and if you want to enter to be a part of the motorcycle giveaway, you have to go to bikerswinorlando.com, and then we'll enter you in the contest, and we're going to pick a winner and give away a motorcycle up to $20,000, so you get to pick the motorcycle you want.
So wait, Mo, I can pick any bike I want for up to $20,000?
Any bike you want.
And where do I gotta go?
BikersWinOrlando.com.
That's BikersWinOrlando.com.
It's time for your weekly Enzian update. Enzian Essential Florida's only full-time alternative cinema and home to the Florida Film Festival. This year's festival kicks off on April 12th with an opening night party at the Winter Park Event Center, followed by a couple of weeks of screenings of amazing works from around the world. Bungalow or Buddy members also get a free box of popcorn when they show their keychains at Enzian during the festival. The opening night film is Rachel Hendricks, starring Golden Globe winner Laurie Singer as a novelist and creative writing professor at a Florida university who experiences a relapse of grief from her husband's death a year ago. Another highlight is An Evening with Natasha Lyonne and Clea DuVall, featuring a screening of cult classic But I'm a Cheerleader on the 19th. For more information, head to enzian.org today. Blah, blah, blah. Movies.
Hey man, are you looking for a place that's not your laundry room or your kitchen table to do some work? Gotta get away from the kids? Credo Conduit is the co-working space you've been waiting for. You'll be surrounded by other creatives, entrepreneurs, coffee roasters, journalists, and nonprofit leaders who will help you celebrate your wins and help you with your needs to thrive and pursue a life of greater meaning, impact, and community. Go to CredoConduit.com today to book a tour.
Welcome back to Bungalower and the Bus. I'm the Bus, Jen Busdigger.
And I'm an ice-cold coffee you forgot about, Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
Or a latte that
or
you forgot about.
A lot of latte. That's my other drag name. And with us today is Misty Heath.
Hey, hey.
From the director, executive director.
Executive director. Don't forget executive.
South Downtown Main Street.
I think they put executive in front of it just to make up for the lack of income we make.
You do all right.
No,
girl.
We do fine. We're great.
You're
we're
doing
fantastic.
All right. You got your own special tax district down here.
We do.
And I know all the other main streets want that.
We're very lucky to have it. And I have to commend the community for putting that in place and approving it, because it does do a lot of good for the
what
community.
What an amazing
here.
Diplomatic executive director answer. That was great. We're here today because we were talking about in the first half, you have a Soto After Dark event that's coming up on 420.
We do. We're very excited about it. And we have a great headlining band. We're kind of elevating that
Shabooms.
Event. The Shabooms are coming. They're coming south of the 408 for us. They're going down south for us. And we're excited to have them. It'll be their first time at Rock Pit Brewing. And It'll be on 420, so I think it kind of...
Is it kind of pot themed? Are there going to be pot things there?
I mean, we're not going to say no. Our pals from Treadwell are going to work with Rock Pit
CBD.
To do a CBD beverage, so we'll be doing that.
Where are they going to play on a stage somewhere or just like out front
No,
there?
They're doing the old school garage band. We're opening up those garage doors, and they're just going to... No residents around.
They're a big band. They're not just three people.
They're
eight like
pieces.
At least.
Yeah. So... We're just going to blow.
All right. Cool.
The roof off. Like, maybe we should bring in one of our Ford truck in case you need more
power. Maybe two of them.
Yeah. You need a couple more trucks to plug in there.
Oh, man. I didn't think about these things. Now you're making me stressed.
They'll tell you. They know.
I have to take a Xanax or something.
No. That's a Chris Rock.
Oh, wait. No. I'll just. I'll just enjoy
420.
I won't stress. I'll be fine.
Well, you're doing a bunch of horns. They don't need to plug in.
We'll be doing Yoga High over at the Acre, which is our ongoing. Bi-weekly yoga series for medical marijuana cardholders.
I'll be at the BDM appreciation party in Sanford.
Oh, that's why I can't go. They invited me to go, even though our thing ends at 4:20. There's no way I'm driving to Sanford after doing high
yoga.
Take
an Uber, bro.
I'm not Ubering
that's
to
an
Sanford.
Expensive Uber. Yeah,
I'll drive you back.
Listen, I don't have a real job like you do, John.
It's like
$25.
You spend
Sanford?
More on hair things.
Is it only $25 to go to Sanford?
I think so. Yeah, because I've taken an Uber to the.
You know what, John? I might actually do that.
All right,
let
take
me
look
at how much it would cost.
Take a look into it,
and then
I just ask a BDM to pick you up. They'll come pick you up.
I'm not riding in a
if
car
I didn't
with
have an
someone.
Event, why? I'd take you. But
unless they're real
don't you
cute.
Live a little, Brendan.
They better be super cute.
Why don't you live a little? All right?
We can't just keep asking BDMs for stuff.
That's what Tom does. That's what Tom Van does.
If there are any BDM bungalow or buddy listeners out there that are going to that party, let me know because it sounds fun. It's at that. We can't say where it is because it's just for members only.
Oh.
But it's on the water.
It's in Sanford. You'll figure it out. Anyway, we should say we're at Delaney's Tavern, too. Hanging out here, drinking some coffee right now.
Julius Mano Coffee, I remember there was only one place that was serving this coffee in town.
They closed?
It's a larger brand.
Oh. Okay.
The place that was serving it?
Yeah, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Persimmon Hollow.
Oh, I thought that place that we
and
went
they're
to.
They're temporarily closed right now because they're getting fumigated for termites.
Uh-oh.
Which some people were saying might be something else. Because of the hotel above.
Bed bugs?
We're going to say termites. I didn't say it.
I'm just saying that's what other people were saying.
It but used to be an international hostel.
Didn't they have this coffee at that dessert place downtown that we went
Dolce?
To?
Dolce?
Yeah, it wasn't so
and
good.
And then that closed. And then
the coffee was the best thing there.
The temporary closure that turns into the permanent
closure. Permanent
closure?
Yeah, just like the Hawaiian
that.
Place.
Don't lie to me about that stuff. It. I'm going to keep asking you every month, so you might as well just tell me the truth from the get-go.
Yeah, what are you like putting off? Like, who cares? Yeah. If your
he was
closure
hoping
closed.
There were some issues he was hoping to get worked out, and maybe the issue was that there were no clients or no money. I don't know what it
probably.
Was. And he owned that Honolulu Harry's.
That didn't do so well either. Don't blame College Park for that.
He doubled that footprint. He tore out a wall and made it gigantic.
Did you ever go there?
No.
You didn't miss much.
I did not.
Nope.
Missy Heath, you didn't. That's why it closed. Missy.
It's because of you.
Have you gone to any of those new businesses over there on Edgewater?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Mid-Drive.
Mid-Drive Dive.
Oh, it's good.
So good. Chef Hinckley is just a talent, pairing with Freehand. The branding in there is great.
So
it's just
good.
Yeah.
The way the light comes through those windows, everything in there is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a really nice build.
Have you tried their new
for them.
Boxer and Clover barbecue stall over at East End Market, too?
Every time I go, it's sold out.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
They're
you need to get up before
pop-up.
Noon.
well.
Rude.
How
do
dare
you know
you?
Me?
Because I'm the same way. He's just assuming we're on the same cycle.
Pretty much.
Which
pretty
we
much.
Mike's
which we you guys too. Go out late, though, probably. I'm not going out late.
I do
very
my best
late.
Thinking at night. Mm. That is true.
Yeah, when nobody else is sending me emails, so I can finally catch up on my work.
I'm going to start sending you stuff at like 3, 4 in the morning.
I know when you're up.
No, I know because I message you as soon as I get up.
You do.
It's 5:30 in the morning and I'll just message you.
Oh, no. If it's 5:30 in the morning, I'm still awake from the night before.
All right. I'm just getting up. I'm like, I thought of an idea. I'm going to send it to Brendan.
You did. What do you think of this? And then I'll get back to him at 10.
That's fine.
This is when I wake
That's
up.
That's fine.
I operate in double digits for sure.
Did you hear about this missing Florida GOP guy?
Yeah, I did. He got drunk.
The leader of the Florida Republican Party went missing.
Mm-hmm.
He was reported missing by his sister.
Uh-huh.
And then they found him because he trashed a hotel in Kissimmee,
and then
allegedly.
They found him at Disney Springs, right?
Yeah. And he was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he say he, like, bought all the booze from the hotel? Did you see that? I heard that today. Like, he went to, like, whatever hotel he was at, like, he bought all of
the booze?
And they're like, we don't have any more. That's what I heard.
Because they gave it all that GOP guy?
I don't know. A Florida man mean for this?
I guess. That is intense. And then everyone's like, we don't know where he is.
The thing is, like, he's from Florida, so it's not like he's on crazy vacation. He's literally just in another city, and he just gets wasted.
Allegedly. Didn't Regina Hill do that?
Yeah. She got arrested,
She went to Georgia.
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama, which is even worse. What are you doing in Alabama to get arrested?
Oh.
And that got cleared up pretty quick.
Those charges were dropped.
Yeah.
Someone did a really interesting timeline.
But that expense
Regina
report
Hill's
is interesting.
What did you see?
Well, I mean, it's just interesting.
Allegedly.
Now I'm going to get myself in trouble. I did it, though.
Text me, and I'll say it.
No, you just, you know, you go on a business trip, you get arrested, you think you don't turn in that expense report, and you're not doing the people's business at that point.
I agree. Is this sugar?
That's sugar. Yeah. What do you think? Is cocaine?
I don't know what it was. It was a rock or something.
Brandon can't turn in his own.
What was his name? George? Is it George Riley?
You know I don't do that. I just swallow all those cons. Yeah.
What was the guy's name? Is it George Riley or something like that? Or George Riley Jr.?
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was Riley was the last
name. Isn't that funny? Yeah, George Riley Jr. Yeah. So there's a senior that's just shaking his head at home. Here he goes again.
But then he said he's going to work on himself.
He's been dealing with alcoholism and mental health issues. I will pay for any damages that were caused. I apologize to employees for my bad behavior, and I will be seeking help soon.
All right. Good for him.
I guess. I don't know. Best of luck to him.
I'm going to go to Kissimmee and go crazy.
And then he's just going to stay in power, right? He'll just stay in that position.
I don't know. They fired the last one.
Oh, my gosh. The future of Paramore is looking up. And I mean vertically, because Tim Green, the developer, which some people question if he actually ever does anything, is looking to place 6 new skyscrapers in the heart of Paramore.
When you say skyscraper,
35 stories.
Oh,
apiece.
Okay, that's a skyscraper.
He wants to make it downtown west, you know, and he sees this like as a gold rush between downtown proper. And the stadiums. He wants to connect all of that. And, like, what's stopping it? It's cheaper real estate than it is downtown in the Central Business
District.
Does
he own all of it now?
He's acquiring it. Mm. He owns that one slice where he was going to do one tower. And then I guess he just kind of looked at it and was like, I bet I could get more money and build 6 towers at the same time and just get rid of all these little single-story homes all around those stadiums. You know, grid work blocks and... What do you think?
I mean, there's probably two
sides.
You're
smiling
about it. Well, no, what I'm saying is there's two sides to this. Uh-huh. So the first side is...
at least.
I mean, if you knock all these single family houses down, you sort of maybe destroy a neighborhood and whatnot and take people that have lived there a long time and displace them, correct?
Uh-huh.
But then the other side of it is if a lot of people in Central Florida and especially Orlando and Orange County want affordable housing or more housing, how do you do it? You build up.
And
you're not going to probably build up in Bithlow.
Building up protects, you know, our natural resources.
So are you destroying a neighborhood or are you helping with housing? Or is it both?
I think you can say both. There's generational families there that were pushed there.
Absolutely.
Back when they moved Jonestown out, you know, to build poor white people houses over in Lake Lausana.
I live up in the Packing District area. There's lots of places you could build over by me. They're all warehouses that you could probably demolish.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to build that high there.
Probably the neighborhood would probably flip out.
So we'll see.
I wouldn't. I'd be okay with it.
I haven't written about it yet, so you haven't seen the renderings, but I know Growth Spotter did a piece. You have to be a member in order to read their coverage. So I haven't really seen anyone else pick it up yet.
35 stories is high, though. Like, there's nothing west of... I mean, 35 stories west of
I-4? West of I-4? No.
I don't think so.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Not even, like... Even I-Drive... Not even Tower of Terror.
And with residences. I don't know of any 35-story residential
towers. Yeah, he wants
towers.
Some retail. He wants some hotel presences over there. Yeah.
What's the view? How many stories is the view? Any idea?
I can't remember.
Is it like 35? Is that...
I don't think it's quite that tall.
So these would be taller than the view.
I think 35 is like...
Like 55 west?
No, what's the other one that's right there? That's right down the corner with the bar that's got the beautiful views, the veranda thing. They got like a balcony that looks out over I-4 and
you think about the arena. Like the AC Hotel?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. about like 30-something, right?
To be close to that.
Yeah, and the new one that they're building behind Cheyenne Saloon and the...
Okay.
Right? I mean, that'll be that tall.
I'm just saying that, for perspective, that's how tall these would be.
See what happens. You know, and I do know... Well, I don't want to talk about that other one because I don't think it's real, but the Vertical Medical City one that people keep talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we'll see.
In the making for 3 years.
That ain't happening. Road construction in the Milk District has some businesses worried.
Oh, yeah.
And this is something, Misty, I'd love to hear your opinion on if you can, or just at least your experience.
Did you work in construction in your life? Is that why
Kinda,
you
want actually?
A little, yeah. A little. You know, that's
her family put all the glass windows on the I-4 eyesore.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. My grandfather's company was we did commercial glass.
Funny you say that. I think there's one window that's busted right now. And I'm not joking. I'm literally not joking. I think there's one window that's busted.
Outside
not
of our
your problem. Not your problem.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've got bigger problems. Yeah,
they only had a couple years in order to get that
covered by warranty. For sure.
So they're closing. Little context, they're closing down a big section of Robinson Street in the heart of the Milk District, which will really affect businesses like Gringos Locos, Bull and Bush, Sports Town, Etoile Boutique, and the Nook on Robinson. Smaller footprint, little boutique businesses. And the project looks like it's going to last through January 2025 is what it says on the website. They're saying it'll probably move on from those specific businesses in like the next month.
All right.
So that project is an OUC infrastructure project. The businesses that you just mentioned, it was projected to be about a 3 week total closure with a 9 month long full project.
Right.
And so the businesses are asking, one, I have to commend them. They got
they clap
their,
back immediately.
They clap back and got some progress in that there is still going to now be some access
to their businesses.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have to do some detouring and whatnot. But I do appreciate that, you know, our OUC partners, you know, listened and made some alternate plans. But they're asking, the Milk District is asking, and those businesses are asking for us to consider them worth it, to worth the little bit of inconvenience to go and support them. And as a Main Street,
I
know that. And when Fallon wrote that was, you know...
Owner of Etoile Boutique.
Correct. Yeah. I really have to commend her that they are worth it, and these Main Streets are worth it. These infrastructure projects... really
much
are
needed.
Important,
yeah.
Are critical for our communities to continue to thrive, but it does have effect on our small businesses. And as a community that's had 2 years of construction.
Here on the northbound lanes of Orange Avenue.
All of South Orange Avenue from Gore all the way to close to Michigan have been going through this for 2 years. So my heart goes out to them, to Ivanhoe Village, who has experienced
recently
similar.
Just, it's going through it right now. You know, it's there that it's moving over, you know, credit to the project people. They're trying to keep the footprint small,
right.
You know, and move that footprint bit by bit and inch their way down. So they're not just shutting down everybody on that,
right.
That stretch.
These things have to happen. Yeah. We know that they do. I would like to see on a policy level projects allowing for budgets that give small business support, business assistance, marketing support, better wayfinding, advertising of how to access them. No one says that we have to make progress. Orlando is busting at the seams. These things need to occur, but we also have to consider these businesses, like Fallon said, worth it.
And I'll tell you, it was. I know how tough it was for some of those Ivanhoe buildings, but I also know their margins are a little bit larger than what we're looking at for some of these affected Milk District businesses, and like, I just don't know how much they can take versus some of the larger businesses.
Yeah, when you have a capacity of 12.
Yeah, like, right? What happens when those 12 people can't get in for 3 weeks?
Right.
You know, like, what are you going to do?
What's actually shut? The road or the sidewalk or everything? Or
it was projected to be total closure in that little bit of blocks. And now they have, there is just one eastbound lane that's going
to
be can
share. So you have to look like it's because it's both ways.
Yeah. For this you will one not lane. Be able to travel westbound. You'll have to detour.
Yeah.
But eastbound, you can still access those businesses. And okay. That was something they were able tough. To work
it's
through.
Another barrier for small business that, you know, maybe wasn't 100% thought about. Wouldn't it be great if we had like a holistic approach when they're coming into these businesses of being like, how can we minimize our impact? This is what's happening. Let's talk to our Main Street partners and see if, hey, where can we identify a public parking lot that's close to here and incentivize that? Maybe that's paid for by the city, you know, and not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Main Street shouldn't be having to go out and getting grants from lovely partners like United Arts to try to stimulate business when they're wiped out by infrastructure
by
projects.
By infrastructure projects.
Right.
Yeah.
And we operate on shoestring budgets as it is. And this wasn't budgeted for in the Milk District's plan for the year.
You've got
nor
some other
Ivanhoe's.
Main Streets having fundraisers with baguette fencing, you know, like to try to raise money just to pay their director, you know, let alone.
Baguettes?
Yeah. I don't want to name names. But it's
I'll
tough.
Buy a baguette.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Out there for a Main yeah. Street pimp.
Well, and for the small business pimps too, like
yeah.
they don't have the funding to go and do advertising of wayfinding. They don't, not all of them have great social media followings, and so they do need support, and those things need to be built into these projects. Mm-hmm. Not that the projects shouldn't happen, they should, we need them, but we also need some additional support
yeah,
for those small
about the
guys
ripples that come out from those projects. I agree.
Yeah,
let's keep talking about it. And then Wadeview Park. Did you hear about this? There's been some issues with old school residents of Wadeview Park, new residents, people who appreciate the peacocks and people who don't. You know?
Yes, I was sent.
Wait, where's Wadeview Park again?
I think I asked this last
year.
Right.
In this area.
Oh, all right.
It's just a couple blocks. 2 hour.
They've got
eat.
About
oh, okay. Yeah,
they've
yeah,
got
yeah.
about all like right. 100 peacocks that call Wade.
Oh yeah,
home.
We talked about this last week.
And because everybody's feeding them,
uh huh.
You know,
they're pooing everywhere.
Well, and Commissioner Sheehan likes to call them polygamists. They
if they're not,
they
swan,
are,
if they're
when
not
they
swans,
are well
she don't
fed,
care.
When they're well fed, they procreate a lot more
yeah.
rapidly.
Yeah.
Just like Brendan.
And
just
so,
like me.
Correct.
Yes, it should be. That's yeah. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They call it.
I'm fed, so I can. Now procreate.
Uh-huh. So now there, and some people were complaining that they don't like how loud they are, and it turns out there's like kind of a schism between new residents who are moving into the mm-hmm. area who maybe didn't know what they were getting into, and people who have lived there for generations who are just like, you know, hearing the shrieking mating call of a peacock in the morning is just part of living there.
They are loud,
and
they're
so they're starting to
loud.
Remove them,
and they. Poop a lot
everywhere, and they're kind of actually the ancient Persians used to use them as alarm systems.
Yeah, they
yes.
did.
Right. If you
yeah.
were walking onto their property, the peacock, or and I guess some farmers like, use them to protect chickens.
Yeah, is that how they sound?
How does it sound? Sound like Leanne?
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you? They're saying they're moving out some of them to kind of like spread the love, like make it. Make it less of a concentrated impact on the neighborhood and relocating them live. Although when I wrote that, because that's a quote that I saw from Patty Sheehan, we got some messages from residents who were like, I actually literally saw them shoot the peacock. Like, they're just going to, they hired, Patty Sheehan, through her discretionary budget, hired a trapper.
I don't think they're
going to come
shoot
in
peacocks out in the open.
And move them. But now we're hearing from people, residents, who are saying they shot them. And I said, well, send me a photo and I'll believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I haven't gotten a photo yet.
Yeah. I
but
just don't see them doing that.
I can't imagine they'd just say that.
They were not hired. I do know that they were, whatever was hired was not hired with the intent of killing
yeah.
the birds.
Because
they
don't
they
have
were
any
not.
Rules about peafowl in Orlando. They're not protected.
Right.
And they're just kind of here. It's an exotic species that they like people kind of like just seeing when you're driving through the neighborhood.
I like peacocks.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you not
I
like
mean,
them?
They are beautiful.
I don't like them, but
I don't have
live
them in my neighborhood.
Land. They do need a little land.
I don't like, you know, there was one guy that used to feed them
oh, yeah,
on Korean,
Bumby.
The peacock house.
Yeah, over on Bumby.
Bumby, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then our friend from the zombie house flipping bought his house, and he moved out.
I didn't know
those
that.
Peacocks moved away.
I didn't know that.
The house is demolished. You can just see, like, the waterfront where the house used to be. But I know neighbors weren't super happy about having a concentration of all of these peacocks there all the time because mm-hmm. they literally just will cover your car. And it's like caustic poop that will
really?
Take, like it'll take
yeah.
the paint off your car. Yeah, it's not like a polite little turd. You know,
it's a big bird.
It's a big bird turd.
We gotta get going. We don't have much time left. Yeah.
Can we talk about the big hairy TikTok star that's coming to town?
I saw that story.
You can, very briefly.
Okay. Often shirtless animal rescue icon Lee Asher is heading to Florida as part of his Unlock Your Superpower tour. Everybody follows him on the TikToks because he's got a pack of 70 dogs that he walks around on his ranch with.
Really?
And they're all rescues, and they all listen to him because he's got BDE.
Yes,
BD
he does.
BD energy, you know, and they just listen to him. And now he's been doing, to get even more popular, he takes his shirt off.
Oh.
He's just like this hairy, like Gaston
character.
What's
he doing here? Just showing up?
He's coming up to talk about how to be cool and the importance of helping animals and being super sexy.
All right.
And so the more I talk about him, I feel like the more I might have an opportunity to meet him and touch his face.
Did you reach out to him?
I don't think you want to touch his face.
Well, I want him to reach out to me because I'm not a stalker.
Yeah. Where is he going to be?
Hard Rock Live on May
30th. Oh, he's doing like a show.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right.
And I guess he brings 70 dogs?
I don't know. He brings some of like the more people-friendly ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's got some weird ones. But follow him. Lee Asher. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look on bungalore.com and you'll see a very sexy picture that I chose.
I'm sure he would do an interview with you if you asked him.
I don't know if I could do it.
He's already
I don't think Brendan could contain himself. I really don't.
Even on the phone?
I couldn't do it. No, I would know what to say to him. So, what's it like waking up and being so sexy? Like, what do you talk to a guy like that about? What's it like having a bunch of dogs and just walking around in your underwear all the time?
I'll set it up for you.
You would?
Yeah, I'll set it up.
Would you come with me to interview him and then I could just chime in with inappropriate questions?
Sure.
I'll pretend to be like the.
I'll be like, this is my friend Brendan.
This is my friend Brendan.
Just ignore him.
Hi, Lee.
Would you take your shirt off?
You need a foot rub.
I'll take my shirt off if you take your shirt off.
Let's all take our shirts off.
He's going to be like, hey, John, why don't you get rid of Brendan? We'll hang out.
And we'll hang out. I'd be so sad.
All right. We got to go. Thank you, Misty, for
being
here.
Thanks, Misty.
Yeah, thank you.
Soto After Dark, April 20th, Rock Pit Brewing. What time? I forgot.
6 to 10.
It's highlighted in our Bungalower event calendar as an editor's pick. Go there. Thank you so much to Delaney's Tavern for paying for all our food. It was delicious.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.